Well, the sorority isn't through the church, it's just...
But that's not a school thing?
No.
Like, we have them at college.
Yeah.
But it can be other things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know that. Have you traveled much throughout your life?
Not too much.
Okay, pretty much stuck around Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gone up to Denver a few times or something
mm-hmm.
like that. Left the country at all? Gone down to Mexico?
No, I'd like to someday.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to Italy.
Yeah. Oh, Italy, yeah. I went to Malta last year.
Oh, they say it's beautiful.
It was fantastic, yeah. It's also very dry like it is around here, though, but it's very beautiful. Where were your parents born?
My parents were both born here.
Okay.
Now, my grandparents were born in Lebanon.
Okay.
And in fact, the store that is still standing, my grandfather built it.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago.
And then when he got too old, my father bought the store, took over.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandparents had 17 children.
Wow.
They actually had to live in two houses. I don't think my grandmother ever got through doing dishes.
They lived in two houses.
Two houses.
Well, how they split them up?
Well, the thing is that the house where my folks lived, and then they had another little house in back.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Maybe the older kids went to live in that one. That's interesting. What about your parents' education?
My dad went to the sixth grade.
Okay.
My mother got to the ninth.
Okay.
Then they got married. And
well, I bet your father as a grocer got plenty of education on the job.
Well, listen, what I learned from that man, I wouldn't trade my education with him for all the college that I can go to today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from experience,
right.
You know, I mean, just...
Right. What kind of, did he have any hobbies that you remember or anything like that?
He loved to fish. He loved to fish. He'd do a little hunting.
Right.
And, well, it was mostly fishing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that pretty good around here?
Yeah, we have the trout. Well, it used to be when we had a lot of good water running, you know, but can't tell you much about it now.
Right, okay.
Probably the only fish you can get is if you go in the store and buy it. And I'm not even sure that's good.
You mentioned Ringo's. Is that a chain or something?
No, well, there was two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They had a grocery store up on Country, well, it's Santa Fe Trail.
Okay.
And they just sold it, and now they're putting in the liquor store. I guess it would be like a retail liquor.
Okay.
But it used to be a grocery store, and he was a very close friend of my husband's. And they were both friends that came from the camp of Segundo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, maybe 13 miles west of here.
Okay. Right. There's still a Ringo's out there.
There is a Ringo out
okay.
there.
So that's the other one.
Yeah.
So you weren't big competitors with him?
Well, I tell you what, all of the grocers, they were all friends. They were all in competition,
right.
But they were all friends. There wasn't an enemy among any of them. In fact, my dad's cousin had a grocery store right around the corner, and they were just inseparable. They were like two brothers, you know. They just got along so great, and we both had the same customers, and it...
Interesting. So healthy competition, it sounds like. That's good. Your mother also worked in the store, you said?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And she also had probably plenty to do as a mother.
She was a fantastic cook.
Was she? What kind of dishes did she make? What do you remember being some of her best?
Well, all the Lebanese food.
Yeah.
And she made the Lebanese